This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device. Hey guys, another audio transcription for you here. It's been a Cub heavy week. Magic Moment Monday was about the Cubs, so I thought I'd audio transcribe an article I wrote back when the Cubs won the World Series. It's called Why I Care About the Cubs Winning the World Series. I don't care about sports anymore. For 20 years of my life, I did. In fact, for 20 years of my life, it was my entire life. Everything, and I mean everything, revolved around sports. My routines, my diets, my exercise patterns, the way I made friends, the way I led, my mood, my sense of self-worth, all revolved around sports. It consumed me and almost cost me my brain after some really bad concussions in football. Scary. Maybe that's why I don't care about sports anymore. When you eat steak every day of your life and then one day someone offers you a buffet of other delicious foods, you don't even want to look at the steak. I don't know. But I do know this. I care about the Cubs winning the World Series last night a lot. And here's why. My dad. My dad is easily the biggest Cubs fan you'll ever meet. He watches every single game on TV. He knows the stories of the franchise, of each player, of the managers. He is a walking encyclopedia of knowledge on the topic. I told him that he should be their manager. He laughed and said that there are a lot of people that are smarter than him that want the job, but I disagree. There's more than his commitment to the team that made last night special. My dad is my hero, and he's worked really hard to build a thriving business from scratch for 30-something years to provide for our family. He tells me stories about the endless hours of cold calling people before there was social media and just the yellow pages, rejection, and not having a clue what to do at the beginning, including where to park his day, including where to park his car the first day of the job. I cannot imagine the stress of what he did. I get stressed sometimes and only have to take care of myself. He had a family, a mortgage, a child. He left a teaching job and a coaching job that he loved to build financial advising business. His passion is sports. The only thing he loves more than sports is his family. So when he left his job as a coach, he made a sacrifice for all of us, for the lives that we have today. But in the beginning, even when he was struggling and learning how to build a business, we went to Wrigley Field to watch the Cubs play. Every year, we were allowed to buy one souvenir, and we sat in good seats, and Dad paid for parking in the McDonald's parking lot that was $25. I remember that feeling like a lot of money, because it was. We watched the game and ordered whatever food we wanted. Malt cups, peanuts, hot dogs, icy cups, anything. Dad wanted us to enjoy every second. Then we drove back home 3 hours after the game, and we laughed, talked about the game, and admired our souvenirs. Win or lose, it was a day that we look forward to all year long. It was an expensive day. And I'm sure for many years it was not easy for my parents. But we never knew it, because Dad was so happy. He got to do the two things that he loved most in one day. Be with his family and watch the Cubs. It was easy to root for a team that is dominating all the time. The Cubs have not won a World Series in 108 years. That didn't stop my father from rooting for them every game, every step of the way. Last night, the Cubs gave him a gift he will never forget. One he has been waiting a really, really long time to experience. I care a lot about that. My mom basically hated every second of me playing sports. She is not a competitive person, and what mother wants to see their child get hit in the head or strike out at the plate? But she was at every game. She supported us. She supported my father. And not just in respect to athletics. She helped him build a business. She raised us. She cooked for us. She did the administration and the accounting on the house. She kept us all happy. She was the CEO of our family. She was our teacher and our counselor, our taxi driver and our nurse, our doctor and our friend. She had too many roles to even mention. I never fully understood how much her support helped my dad's business until I started my own. They make a good team, and when you're on a team and your teammate wins, you win too. My mom got to share in that moment last night when the Cubs won the World Series. That is a gift that she'll never forget, and I care a lot about that. My brother has been my best friend since the day he was born. Well, maybe the day he was born because he couldn't talk, but you get the point. We watched every game with Dad. We sat on the floor. We laughed. We wore Cubs outfits and watched every single inning. We pretended to be sick to stay home and watch the day games. We pretended to be Cubs players. Funny story. One day, David and I were watching baseball. Actually, we were playing baseball in the driveway like we did every single day. I was 10 and he was 8. It was a hot summer day, and at the time, Harry Carey was the animated and colorful Cubs announcer. He was 100% amazing and drunk for most of the game. He would always encourage his listeners to go grab a cold Budweiser on a hot day. It was a hot day, so I told David, hey, we should take a break and go grab a cold Budweiser. My brother agreed. He basically agreed to anything I ever said. Sorry about that, David. Anyway, we go into the house and grab a cold Bud. We were 10 and 8. I crack it open and pour it into two Dixie cups. My mother was in the living room, and she was furious that we would open a Coca-Cola without asking her, so she came into the kitchen and found David and me drinking a beer. What are you doing? My mom asked us. Drinking a Budweiser, I said. You're too young for beer, my mom said. And then I replied, but Harry Carey told us to do it. She chuckled and then said, do you like it? I said no, my brother said yes, or I said yes, my brother said no, I don't really remember. Then we poured them out. 20-something years later, my brother lives in Chicago. He's married to the love of his life and has a beautiful apartment and an important job that he's amazing at. He watches all the games. I bet last night he was proud of his team, of his city, of his life. Sometimes sports have a way of amplifying what's important to you. I'm proud of my brother. Words can't express the love I feel for a lifetime best friend, but last night we didn't need words. His team won, his city won. He's old enough to drink a Budweiser, but I bet he didn't need to. He's preparing for a big trial, and maybe the win gave him an extra boost of energy to prep just a little bit more, to keep changing lives and taking care of victims of horrible malpractice whose lives are completely ruined. Last night, the Cubs made the world a better place for him and all he serves. Maybe it makes him even closer to his wife, and their love can keep growing in new and beautiful ways. Maybe he will read this or listen to this and remember our Budweiser moment in a lifetime of love, and maybe it will make him smile, and I care a lot about that. My sister, the poor thing had to go to every one of our games. I'm sure she would rather have been dancing to the soundtrack of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Rainbow, or Dreamcoat, or whatever it's called, or playing with girls her age or looking for elephants, but no. She was at the games, all of them. If I could describe my sister in a few words, it would be a brave and beautiful woman with equal amounts of endless curiosity for the world and a fierce loyalty to those lucky enough to receive her love. I can't think of much more to say that would show her the importance that she plays in our family. Last night, the Cubs' victory made me think about all those years that she showed her love in the past, as well as to date. With her bleached blonde hair and her sweet smile, she played a part in all of the magic that led to last night's victory, and I care a lot about that. Last night, on the final out of the game, here's what our family was doing. My parents were in bed together, the same bed that they have shared for 38 years of marriage. I called my parents on my mom's FaceTime, and she turned the phone so I could see the TV. My sister called my parents on Skype, and my dad turned the iPod to the TV for my sister to watch. My brother called my parents' home phone, and he was watching the game from his office. So for the final out, we were all together. We celebrated from different parts of the world, from Peoria to Chicago to Washington, D.C. to Medellin, Colombia. My dad told me the Empire State Building is lit in Cubby Blue today, and I smiled. I thought of last night and realized that we could look up to the sky and see the light shining bright. We could see the Empire State Building from all corners of the globe, and I know we can close our eyes and feel the crowd roar, or sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch. We could turn on WGN. We could take a picture in front of Wrigley. We could buy a Cubs hat or a sweatshirt. We could be together for the final out, because last night, the Cubs won the World Series for themselves, for the city of Chicago, for all of its fans, but for one out, one final out, the Cubs won the World Series for my family. And I care a lot about that. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.